Would you embrace Jesus' feet? Happy Easter. Alleluia. It is the Easter octave. Oh my gosh. So we have 8 days of the octave and we have 49 days until the Pentecost. Amazing. So our gospel passage today is Matthew 28, 8 through 15. And this is the women. They're at the tomb. They're fearful. They're overjoyed. They go to announce. And then it says that Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached him. They embraced his feet. They embraced his feet. And they did him homage. It's really interesting. There's been a lot of feet stuff going on recently. During the last few days, prior to Holy Week, we hear about the woman who came and anointed Jesus' feet. And Jesus allows it in preparation for burial. Jesus then washes his disciples' feet. And now we have women, embracing his feet. A powerful image from the movie The Passion of the Christ is when Mary goes up and kisses her son's feet. It's actually a powerful, tangible image. It's in my mind all the time when I think about the Blessed Virgin Mary at the cross. I always think of her going up and kissing the feet of Jesus. Most likely on Good Friday, that's what you did. You went up in line and you kissed the feet of Jesus. And for a lot of people, that's really gross and repulsive. I know that there's some priests that don't like washing feet just because they think it's really weird. They find it to be gross. And so I think let's just kind of wrestle with that a little bit, right? Like, feet are gross. They are disgusting. So that's first why Jesus wants to wash our feet. He wants to enter into the mess, the gross, the stench. So Jesus wants to enter into your mess. But then also I think it's interesting that these women, the first thing they do is they embrace his feet. Because he is risen from the grave. He is glory. He's in his completeness, in his fullness. And maybe that's the part that they felt that they could touch, was his feet. This part that maybe the rest of the world would say they're unworthy, they would see as being dirty or tainted, or that's what the part of the God, I can at least embrace his feet. It's a sign of true adoration, true worship. It's a sign of them humbling themselves. They most likely had heard, these women had heard already how Jesus had washed their feet, and now they're there ready to serve Jesus, to bow down at his feet, to embrace him. So think about feet today. Would you touch Jesus' feet? Would you kiss his feet? Would you anoint his feet? Would you worship at his feet? It's beautiful. Happy Easter. Reflect on those good things. Be a saint. Be the difference. Alleluia. He is risen.